Module 2, Understanding Training and Facilitation. Depending on the need of your participants, you may be called to provide training or facilitate a discussion of ideas. This module will help to determine which approach you need in a particular situation. What is training? Learning can take many forms, and in terms of training, our goal is to bring about a behavioral change in something that we do. Training is not an event where we attend a workshop one day and expect the desired behavior to take place the next day. Training is really a process. It begins before our participants even sign up for a class and continues right up until the new knowledge, skills, and attitudes are applied regularly. Training includes identifying the need for new learning to take place, securing management buy-in for training to be developed, creating participant-centered learning opportunities, evaluating the effectiveness of the training offered. What is training continued? The purpose of training is to deliver results. We make training available when we want to improve performance in some way because we believe that it will help to move an organization from where we are right now to where we want to be. Presenting is something that can take place in training or a meeting, and your presentation skills come with you. If you are one of those people that get complimented because you have great speaking skills, good pacing, and quality materials, then you already have great presentation habits. On the other hand, if you are someone that tends to mumble, if you are tired, or you don't inject inflection into your voice, then you can develop those skills. Sometimes trainers rely on their presentation skills to get a point across, but not all training is presenting. A lot of training is delivered in other ways, such as demonstration, case studies, exploration activities, games, and guided practice. When do we need training? Lack of performance does not always mean that there is training needed. There are several areas to consider before even looking at training as a consideration. Determine the type of need. Is there a gap between high and low performers? If so, what is one group doing that the other isn't? Is there a real opportunity for improvement? We like to think, especially as trainers, that there is always something to learn and room for growth. In looking at the gap you have just identified, is there room for that growth to take place? When you have new products, equipment, or regulations, the indication for training may be very clear. Try to provide training early so that there is no slowdown in performance as the changes take place. Who needs the training? Identify the level of the organization that is being impacted by the need you identify in step 1. Problems or deficiencies can exist specific to an individual or to a job. Future planning may mean that an entire shift of people or an organization need training, which would be the case if you were opening a new plant, for example. Make sure that you need training. If the gap really exists because of performance issues, attitudes, or capacity for learning, then training is not what you need. Despite what we may like to think, we cannot train all people to do all things. Do the systems support you? We can train people for all kinds of things, but if the systems in place don't support your training, performance will not improve. If Jean finishes her work every day by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you continually scan the office to see who is behind and give extra work to Jean, she just might eventually learn to make her work extend until 5 o'clock anyway, so that you stop giving her that extra work. Does Jean need training to improve her performance? Of course not. Jean was being punished for performing well since there was no incentive for getting more work done than everyone else. In addition to that, the other staff was being rewarded for their slow performance since Jean was picking up the slack. While her colleagues might benefit from training that helps them be more efficient, the other aspects to consider is that Jean needs an incentive to do more than the minimum daily expectations. Would coaching suffice where training is considered? Sometimes people don't actually need a full training program. A supervisor with skill in identifying gaps and providing coaching could potentially provide the support that is needed in 10-minute sessions of focused coaching. Sometimes our employees just need their concerns addressed, questions answered, or a skill demonstrated. Sometimes we tell supervisors that they are now coaches, but they may not know how to coach. They may not understand what a powerful tool coaching is, and so it's up to you to help them. Could your coaches use some training? On-the-job coaching and training can be a very good return on your investment, rather than long training sessions. Coaching can provide that just-in-time support that provides the employee with the information that they really need to move ahead. What is facilitation? Whereas a trainer can have knowledge that participants do not have coming into a workshop, a facilitator may not have the same knowledge or expertise in the particular subject matter that the participants do. The role of the facilitator is to provide an experience in sharing, discussion, learning, and openness for participants. As a result, although we may use the terms trainer and facilitator interchangeably at times, there are tangible differences. Can you think of some possible differences? Identifying appropriate situations. A facilitator uses their knowledge of group processes and dynamics when planning their meeting. They might make use of their skills to run a meeting or a workshop where participants are considering problems, addressing pressing business needs, or planning for the future. Just like in skills training, a facilitator needs to have an agenda, specific objectives, and a plan for how the meeting will go. Facilitating requires the following basic skills. Make sure everyone participates. Make sure everyone understands the problems being addressed and is focused on them. Protect participants from any kind of backlash or abuse by creating and maintaining a safe environment. Provide regular check-ins and follow-up within the session. When people get involved in a facilitated group, they need to know whether they are still on track and that they are making progress. In addition, they need frequent interaction with a facilitator to inject energy, keep them on track, and also to allow some of what they do to sink in. One way to bring it all together is to check in with the group and record their progress on a large flip chart or whiteboard at the front of the room. This will facilitate guided discussion, mind mapping, and exploration. Keeping the group focused and together in this way also helps to foster the cohesiveness of the group. Case study. Jordan watched as his team members milled about with no idea where to begin. Nick and Annie looked like lost souls with no direction. Jordan knew the time had come to corral the troops and make some sense of all their jobs entailed. With a wave of his magic wand and keen eye for proper training, Jordan waxed poetic and explained all that they were expected to do in finite detail, leaving no stone unturned. Soon, everyone had a clear grasp of the concepts and had a plan of action to succeed. Jordan made no bones about it. They would forge ahead as one or disintegrate as many. Everyone understood that the job had to be done and now knew exactly how to make things happen. The former clueless bunch were now top-notch movers and shakers, and the company leaders were elated with how quickly they caught on and how swiftly Jordan whipped them into tip-top shape.